so that people don't wander around on somebody else's property?
Well, no, because you haven't been to see the property, so you can see if you go back up there where the little house is up there the house on the front right there. Mm-hmm. All this property is wooded.
Yeah.
I mean, so when we were going to place the cabins in there, we're going to go in there and, like, say, cut a little area out in the woods. There's trees surrounding all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically a natural buffer.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
We have taken the original family that owned this, the Plott family, which some of them will, I'm sure, speak for and for against, but there was 90 acres here that they owned, and we are repurposing the structures that were there that they had. There's three buildings that we plan to reuse. One here that was already in the pictures that we've cleared up and already started remodeling. There's a structure here in the back, which will be another small two-bedroom home. And then there's actually, we would love to turn this barn structure right there into a living structure for the uniqueness of the property. But to state, we're not going in and trying to commercialize this and make it. We want it to be a place where it's like going in the woods in a small cabin.
Family oriented.
We 100% maintain anything short-term rental. We have zero control of maintenance on long-term rental.
I don't see anything in your drawing. And I want to verify something real quick. The outline there is a little different than what's drawn here. So this little leg here, is this additionally part of it, the south
this
of the house?
This black line right over here.
So he doesn't have that parcel highlighted.
Right,
but
there where his arrow is.
Okay,
that's
so
all
that is part of it too?
Yes.
Okay. And so look, what's this 300 mean?
That's this house that appears to be encroaching on that property line right there. And
what's the 300 represent? Is that the address?
The address of that house.
So you're going to put a parking lot light on their house? Is that what that is? Or is that there's already one there? Is that what that represents?
No, it's just representing there's a house, existing house there.
Yeah, they're...
These are color coordinated. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so parking lot light is in orange.
Pre-existing.
Okay, that's what I was trying to verify. Yeah.
So, is that property encroaching on your property or not?
We've had a survey out. We are... The setback is in question, and we plan
it's
to...
It's not on it. I don't know what the feet are on it, but it's not on it.
It's not over it currently, but it's the distance off of that line that we need to clarify with the legal team.
And then... Have you looked at, I don't see any drawings on here what your parking sizes are, how many cars, parking spaces per unit. I mean, have y'all made plans of that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, and that was in our first one. Two parking spaces per property since there's two bedroom units.
Okay.
Figured gravel in nature.
I believe in some of those pictures you have up there. There's some pictures of some existing cabins we already have. So,
they're not in there. They were there last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions? Okay. I think we're good for now. Is there anything you want to say before we?
Last thing, I mean, I think why we're all here is kind of the question about the neighborhood and kind of preserving that area. It's 100% going to be better maintained, improvements added if they become short-term rentals versus long-term rentals.
So do you feel like that's the reason why they said it wasn't compatible? I mean, that's what we're looking at. Is we're trying to understand.
They were concerned about parties and things like that, which we're not going to allow that.
We don't have that. And any tenant that we have is pre-filtered before they even are accepted as a guest.
And again, we'll have somebody 24/7 for any issues that arise.
Our current business, 95% is long-term rentals, and a big thing we look at is population size and poverty line, and it's not a great projection for this area.
Okay.
Long-term.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So we're going to move forward. Is there anybody else here that'd like to speak in favor of this project?
Yes. I'd like to request my daughter here because I can't hear, I can't see.
Yeah, no problem.
And I can barely walk.
This is my dad, Harold Plott.
Harold Plott, okay.
And I'm Sherry Kalovich, his daughter.
Okay.
And I think we're here because my dad has property still out there. He has 20 acres. And to me, what these boys are doing out there is nice. They're redoing all of the property out there, cleaned it up. It looks a lot better than it has in a long time. So, and they bought the property.
Can you show me on there where y'all are at?
Yes, is this pie shape back here, this lot 3. This okay. is my dad's.
Okay.
And so, what else would you like to say?
Well, my dad bought that old place back in 1950. And there was 90 acres on it. Road took several acres of it. 165 highway went through. But that's got lots of sentimental value to me, to my grandkids, and what I can find out, and I've visited with them. The people that were just up here, they are in for not doing anything but restoring the place. The house had been to the point where the roof had leaked on the back. My brother owned the house, and he did not do anything to it for 20-some years. So I was out there today, and they've done a lot of work already on the house. Now, I know different things are not a convenience to everybody. If they think something is going to move in on them, that's going to disturb their way of life. But there's also, in this county, there's right things and wrong things. And to the best of my ability, I have done nothing but the right things. I've tried to, because the county on my property that I own, they're close to Hollister School. It's got 200 acres on it. And there was some people smart enough back in the 90s that seen with as much congestion there is in little areas there, like 100 mobile homes that used to be part of my century farm that I live on, okay? But the county seen that to keep clean water and to keep things like where people can live on the property, something needed to be done. So there was people in the county that got the Taney County Sewer Department started, and they have on my property about almost 2 miles of sewer line. But they take care of it, and everything is, you can see where that much sewage just out of septic tanks would have a problem, okay? So I'm saying that the county had the foresight to see that something needed to be done for us in areas where there was enough congestion that you had to have something. So
I also think that Airbnbs, everyone stayed at an Airbnb, most people. I don't think my dad has, but there's rules that you're going to follow, and it's not like you're staying out all night partying, and that doesn't, I mean, and like they said, they have that set in place. So to me, I just think that the improvements that they've made out there that we went and seen today, it is a lot better.
Well, and not only that, that 20 acres that I've got, it is actually up for sale now, but it may not end being sold. But what we're hearing from people is a few people can bucking against anything that somebody's trying to do and get a, not get it approved through planning and zoning. Now, there's, to me, if you buy a piece of property and if you're not doing anything but going to try to make it better, that doesn't say much for planning and zoning to tone it down. Now, it may have a bearing on what my property will sell for, the 20 acres, if I decide to sell it, or it may not. But there's a possibility that it would, so.
And we don't think it's going to hurt the property
no.
value.
No, in fact, we think it will increase the property value.
So we thank you all for your time. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry if we over.
No, we did good.
You did good. All right, is there anybody like to speak in favor of this appeal? All right, is there anybody like to speak in opposition of this appeal?
My name is Lori Beebe. Good evening. Thank you for being here and giving me the opportunity to speak on behalf of my family. As I said, my name is Lori Beebe, and I'm a fourth-generation granddaughter of the Plott family. My great-grandparents originally owned my property and the property in question here tonight. My husband and I moved to the property when our oldest son was 6 months old 20 years ago. I respectfully ask that you please not overturn planning and zoning's decision that would allow the nightly rentals adjacent to our property so that we can maintain the same quality of living we've had for the past 20 years. We believe allowing the nightly rentals would dramatically change our quality of living for several reasons. First, we would no longer have the privacy and sense of security that we are accustomed to. In March of 2021, our home was struck by lightning and burned. My grandpa and youngest son literally tore down what was left of our home, and we had to rebuild and start over. We chose to rebuild on the same lot because we wanted to continue to have the privacy and feeling of security for ourselves and our kids. Our kids grew up playing outside and running up the hill to their grandparents' house with never a concern about their well-being or safety. We want that same privacy and security for our grandkids one day. We've rebuilt our forever home in Ridgefield, Missouri, because we plan to live the rest of our lives here enjoying the peace and quiet that we've always known. For the last 13 years, I've driven to Springfield to work every day, 6 days a week during tax season, and I choose to do this because of the privacy and peacefulness we have on our property. Second, we are concerned that nightly rentals will bring in a crowd of people from Thunder Ridge and various places late at night with the intention of partying until the early hours of the morning. They will likely already be under the influence and doing things that we don't want to be exposed to and certainly do not want our kids exposed to, like drugs and alcohol. We have a sophomore in college and a sophomore in high school, and we don't want to have to worry about what they might run into going to school, work, church, or wherever they are going. We would have to drive by the nightly rentals every time we go out. Third, the road infrastructure on our property and the access road to get to Highway 65 is not sustainable for increased traffic. The access road between our property and Highway 65 does not even have striping on it. In fact, it's somewhat dangerous because vehicles pulling out of the Rapid Roberts gas station often don't even stop and look to see if there's traffic coming from our property because they don't realize people live where we do. We have to be very careful and watch this. Those coming and going for nightly rentals would have no idea about this, and it could be dangerous for all of us. Our road is gravel, not paved, and two cars can't even pass each other without one of the cars pulling off the road. The road infrastructure is just not there. In closing, I respectfully ask you again to please not overturn planning and zoning's decision that would allow nightly rentals adjacent to our property. This is family property out in the country where we are doing our best to raise our family and live a quiet, simple, and peaceful life. We desperately want to maintain the privacy, safety, and security and peacefulness on our property. We want to finish raising our kids and one day welcome our grandkids on our property without the fear of what nightly rentals will likely bring. Thank you all for your service to our county. I'm sure what you're tasked to do can be a thankless job, but our family greatly appreciates your time and careful consideration of our request.
Okay. I have a quick question. Can you show me on the map, using Mount Cody, where you guys live at?